This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Yo, love hanging with you guys. In for DP, Covino, and Rich right here on FSR.
Very excited to be here. Always excited to see Joel. Joel, good to see you.
Yep, yep.
Again, Danny G, super producing on the phones at 877-99 on Fox, because we are the most inclusive, most interactive show on radio, according to us. So
let's do it.
Be dialing. Good morning. Hope you're enjoying your three-day weekend. It's Memorial Day. Nick Cope is here. Spot is here. Do want to go to your phones again. I'm Covino. Just a kid from Union, New Jersey.
Just a kid from Union. Look at you.
Just a kid
you're
from
like,
Union.
You're like a little kid from Akron.
That's Rich Davis, and we're live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. The 2023 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, extraordinary, is one test drive away. Learn more at mbusa.com.
You know, I was actually Mercedes-Benz sponsors Dan Patrick. I was at their annual huge conference in Vancouver, and I got to hang with all the Mercedes-Benz people. They had the Goo Goo Dolls perform at their annual event, and Dude, they delivered. If you, honestly,
I can't get past the name.
Late 90s, early 2000s, the Goo Goos are great. So Mercedes putting on a hell of an event up in Vancouver.
Oh, great event. I'm talking about the band.
What don't you like about the name?
The name. It just sounds like not a band I'd be down with. I can never get past it. I know they got good songs.
It's like, you know, Danny G, he did not watch, which I think was a great show, Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, because of the name?
I can't watch it because of the name, and it looks like a bunch of ladies in the...
Bunch of pilgrims walking
bunch
around?
Bunch of pilgrims. I'm like, dude, watch the show. It's great. No, can't get down with it. Pilgrims.
Some things you just can't get past. That's all.
Oh, you know, before we get into a little more Game 7 for tonight, you know what I watched a couple episodes of? It's all right. It's all right. It's not great. It's not bad. FUBAR, Arnold's new show on Netflix. It's like a comedy action series. It's like a CIA agent that's about to retire, but he has one more case. It might be worth watching. Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know.
Pass.
FUBAR.
Yeah,
no,
you just know off the preview, I heard that buzzer sound.
I like Schwarzenegger. You know, he makes a cameo. There's a better recommendation, you know, when you're done with Game 7 later tonight, when you're done grilling and cooking out. It's called McGregor Forever, the Conor McGregor documentary. It's like a 4-part series on Netflix. So, yeah, you're going to have to get your own account now. No more stealing passwords.
Oh, yeah. I had a couple family members that hit me up. They're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, you've been using my Netflix, huh?
Yeah, because Netflix.
Do you guys all got that message?
Smackdown on that.
Anyone that was using your Netflix, you got word of. I got like emails and calls from Netflix.
But Schwarzenegger makes a cameo in the docuseries when McGregor messes his foot up against Poirier. So check that out later. I'm enjoying that. Now, again, I'm Covino. That is Rich.
Question about one last thing about tonight's Game 7. I'm sure later on we'll touch on it again. But if the Heat do win, it's an interesting thought. If the Heat do win and they somehow were up 3-0, drop 3, and let's say they squeak out a Game 7 against the Celtics in Boston tonight, are they better off, Danny, than
in
if they
Boston.
Swept in Boston? Meaning like going into the Denver Finals.
Yeah.
Would the Heat be in a better place having just played a seventh game in Boston and winning versus if they would have swept two and been sitting around for 10 days? Like, maybe Miami's best hope was this series going emotionally longer. And
they're probably mentally and physically drained at this point. How could that be any better for them?
But then Denver's been sitting on their asses for 10 days.
But then Miami's got to go to that altitude after playing so much altitude.
Much altitude, Joe. Just the altitude. I know. But I'm just, my thought is, one team's been sitting around for 10 days chilling.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Jokic is having cookouts. They've done nothing. He's watched football with Arnold. That's how bored he is.
I mean, I'd rather my team have one or two days off and be a little bit tired but on a roll and have their chemistry also rolling rather than what happened to my favorite team, the Dodgers, last season where they basically sat around for a week and then looked out of sorts when they finally got on the field.
Yeah, they've been sitting around entirely too long.
Yeah,
and
Danny,
again, you got to wait till June 1st to get this going.
I know all sports, you know, the stats will probably line up different. But something I always thought was interesting, you know, there's always that narrative that if a team plays a doubleheader in baseball, oh, they're likely to split. And people assume that stats will show you that most doubleheaders are split. They're not. Most doubleheader, it's pretty 50-50. Like, teams will sweep a doubleheader just as much as this team split. I wonder what the stats show over the long term in all four major sports for rest versus not. Meaning, if you get a week off in baseball, are you cold going into that divisional series? If you're a football one seed and you're sitting around resting your players week 17 or 18 and then wild card weekend you're off, is rest good or bad? Is there really a consensus on this?
I think it's case by case. Like,
yeah, it's all,
you know, do they have to heal from any injury? That matters.
Well,
you know,
we know.
Could give them an advantage. Oh, he got some time to rest.
We're saying 10 days and the, you know, Nugget's been sitting around. They could come out.
You're assuming that they're laying there, lounging around, watching Schwarzenegger on the show you were talking about.
But
they're probably still practicing. Or they're obviously still practicing.
But I'm saying
they
could come out Thursday and beat the Heat or the Celtics by 25. And the narrative could be like, yo, they were just waiting around to attack.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they lose, then the narrative becomes, they sat around too long. Like, I think we don't know.
Do you think Jokic is just as boring during practice as he is during the games on TV?
Oh, I want that guy. You know, like,
I love you, Jokic, but that'd be a yes.
Yeah, I'd have to say yeah. I was trying to find, like, he probably
life of the party. The funniest thing I saw Jokic do was when they won the Western Conference. You see on the podium, like, someone slapped him on the back of the head, like, goofing around. And do you see him get angry?
I saw that.
Who hit me? did you see that clip or no?
I've seen that. And then the other one recently is, have you seen Jokic reacting to people making out in the stands? Have you seen that one or no? He's there being in the middle of an interview. And they're like, so what do you think about the game, how it ended? He's like, look at them kissing, showing love at the game. I love this. I make for you to love this moment. Turn around and watch.
I make for you.
Yeah, and then he just, like, he's totally not paying. He's just watching. So there's personality there. But again, we'll see what happens,
you know what,
Rich. I don't know the unofficial stat of rest. I think it just depends on the team and where they're at.
Well, hey, for all we know, he's the life of the party, and joke's on us. So, hey.
Yeah, because if he wins it all, that old Jokic is gone.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he's
going
to get it. He's saying he's going to get all Hollywood, Joel?
His name is Yoki Yoke.
Yoki Yoke.
All Yoke.
Yo.
That's funny, man.
Well, hey, let's switch gears. There's a story that I had to bring up because it's one of those, like, yo, did you really admit that? And it's going to turn into a conversation.
You had to bring it up because you're the only guy bringing him up all the time. Part of your gripe is that no one's talking about this dude, and you think he should be, like, the face of baseball.
I mean, they're talking about him on the East Coast a little bit, but not. I feel like this guy gets no national love or buzz And I'm talking about New York Mets home run leader. Guy's got 20 home runs.
That's pretty nasty, man.
Pete Polar Bear Alonso. Polar Bear Pete.
Who?
And exactly, the guy gets not. Maybe people think he's a goober. Maybe think people
he's like
think
a,
he's
a bit of a goon. But you know, I like him.
Let's effing
like
go
him.
Mets! Like you know, the fans Mets love him. But I feel like
dude,
no
it's
one,
bomb. So it doesn't matter.
No one gives this guy the love. But there's a story about Pete Alonso, and it reminds me of an old Mike Tyson story. And it goes along with the narrative of: do you really want to know the true story, Joel? Do you want to know? Because I got two stories, and I want to know which one you think is more hilarious. And then, do you really want to know these things? So, Pete Alonso's on a podcast, like a Mets pod, and he's telling this story about how earlier in the season, they had a day game. And let's just say he timed his morning coffee poorly. And here it is, the top
happens.
Of...
Happens when, you know what else happens when you fill in for Dan Patrick, too?
Yep. You missed time.
So I'm feeling a little rumble in my tummy.
You missed time.
You got
that,
the bubbles.
You got that mistimed morning coffee. So Pete Alonso, Joel, says it's the top of the second inning. They're on the road in Cincinnati. And he's like, yo, I'm rumbling. I need to get to the clubhouse, if you know what I mean. But he's in the on-deck circle. So he's like, yo, I don't know what I'm going to do. So he said, yo, I hate to admit it, but I'm swinging at the first pitch no matter what. I gotta get out of here. So Pete Alonso, Polar Bear Pete, gets in the batter's box.
If you're not reading between the lines, you're saying he's fearing number two, and we're not talking Derek Jeter, right?
Who does number two work for? He's fearing number two. Nick Cove, have you heard the story? This is a wild story.
So what you're saying is number two is on the on-deck circle.
Yep. So Alonso
says, on double deck.
I'm first pitch swinging regardless. Like, I have to get back to the clubhouse. First pitch, hanging slider. Guy hits like a 380-foot bomb, yanks a home run. Knowing the story, you watch him, upper decker, you see him trotting around the bases, and it looks like he's slightly clenched. Like, oh, this is going to run. He minimal Pete Alonso fist bumps and celebrations, boom, right for the tunnel. He tells a story about how first pitch swinging, solely based on the fact that he had to use the bathroom.
You know what's crazy about these stats? 20th home run, 25 farts around the bases. Every other step.
So that Pete Alonso story only reminds me of a classic Mike Tyson story. And if you listen to Kevin on Rich, we have an admiration, a fascination with Iron Mike Tyson.
I can't wait to hear this story. Let's hear the story, man. Story time. Tell me the story.
I love the story. It was in a Tyson documentary, which I don't know which one because I've seen them all. I don't know. Anytime there's something Mike Tyson, lock me in. I'm watching.
I didn't approve that one on Hulu.
So there's a Tyson documentary where he talks about having a championship fight. And Mike Tyson, I've heard, he admitted on Bad Boys, Big Boys Morning Show, probably The Breakfast Club too. I've heard him on a lot of shows talking about all the STDs he got back in the day. Mike was running around Vegas, running around LA.
Well, there's no secrets with this guy.
There's no secrets that Mike Tyson was.
That's what makes him one of the most intriguing men on earth.
Yeah, he took advantage of his
time served.
Time served. Mike Tyson was definitely not shy with the ladies. He talks about all the diseases he's got over the years. There was one particular fight. I don't know if you know this story. Tyson, on the way down to the ring, he is so uncomfortably itchy because some girl in Vegas gave him crabs that he said, I'm going for a first-round knockout.
Just so he can get back to the locker room and take his gloves off.
Not just so he can get back. Before he starts sweating even more.
Oh, yeah.
Let me do this right quick before the sweat gets to the right spot.
And it's a true story.
He speaks about it in a documentary that his whole mindset was like, first round knockout because I can't deal with the itch. It was tough.
And you're probably thinking like, oh man, look at the stare down. Tyson looks ready. Meanwhile, he's thinking, I'm so itchy right now.
So Mike,
burning sensation in my pants.
Much like Polar Bear Pete in a dire deuce situation.
Spinal.
First swing, home run, left field, trots around the bases, right to the dugout.
And by the way, Tyson, you say looking back, his trot is noticeably like odd, right?
Like almost like a, there's a little stiffness to
his body. A little clench.
Ron Say penguin like.
Yeah, very robotic. That's so
like
funny.
A robotic penguin type trot.
That's so funny. And by the way, this, I want people to understand, this isn't some stupid Covino and Rich story. This has now become like a national story.
Yeah,
he talked about it and it's a real thing.
Like Pete Alonso, home run to left field, first pitch swinging. Mike Tyson needed to get back to the locker room. An irritated STD. He's like, I can't be in the ring. It reminds me of the Paul Pierce legendary story where they wheeled him off, and the true story behind the scenes was that he made a little mistake in his basketball shorts.
Oh, yeah, that's a legendary
and,
story.
And, like, faked injury because he was embarrassed that he had to be wheeled in and out. Danny G, has that ever been confirmed?
Never been confirmed. But a long time rumor.
Do you want to know the story? And I'm not trying to take it in a serious note, but do you really want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite athletes and teams? Like, let's say, Covino, you're watching the Yanks, and Gerrit Cole, who's your ace? Let's say Gerrit Cole gets rocked. But behind the scenes, like the night before, I don't know, let's just say, God forbid, his kid was sick and he had to go to the first med or ER with his kid, or he got in a fight with his wife, or some other player on the basketball team, he shoots like 4 for 20, has a terrible night. But yeah,
what if his grandma's sick?
Well, last night my wife caught me sliding into the DMs of some hussy on Instagram. So
Garrett, come on!
I was up all night, and I didn't have the juice today, and I hope to get rest before my next start.
Wait, do you want another story?
What if that was the truth?
I would want another story, only probably in success, like.
Yeah.
The flu game.
Yeah, the fans would go nuts.
The home run.
Like, Joe, you're a Lions fan. If Jared Goff laid an egg, but you found out it was because, like, yo, he threw three picks and the Lions lost a close one. It's like, well, last night,
cat was sick.
He got in a fight with his wife because his kitten was sick or something. Like, do you want to know the reason?
I'd be like, well, what was it last week?
Well, that's
the week
thing.
Before.
That's the thing. If this story about Pete Alonso is making headlines, right, it's because we rarely hear the truth. That's it.
Yeah. And that's,
we know
that's
it happens
a reality,
all,
yeah.
And we know that there are people, and this happens all the time, and it makes you think about the stories we don't get.
Yeah, I had a friend that worked, let's just say I had a friend that worked closely with the Mets for a while, and I'm a big Mets fan. I can't confirm or deny this is true, but I remember being like, oh, man, Jose Reyes. Remember Jose Reyes? I loved him. One of my favorite players.
Of course.
I'd be like, oh, Reyes ain't in the lineup today, Sunday afternoon game. And I'm like, oh, must be a little beat up. And my friend would be like, oh, no, he was just out at the club till 6 a.m. Sure. And the team's mad at him, but he's sitting out today. Like, I'm like, I don't know if I want to know the reason. Like, if I think my guy's just sitting because his hammy's a little hurt, but the real story is that he was at the club and, like, he got in a little squabble in the clubhouse. Do you want to know those stories? Do we want to know
but
the
we
truth?
Live. You and I might not be able
to handle the truth.
But we live in a world now where... Well, thanks to social media, everybody wants to know every little facet about their favorite celebrity or athlete's life. So I would say the majority of people who live that lifestyle as part of our culture today would want to know.
Rich, under what circumstances can a player miss a game?
Yeah, because then you start, us as fans become the judge of what's acceptable, right? Like, if we all had the truth.
But,
like,
it's so funny because we rarely hear those things because it could be something honest. Like,
baby was born. How about that?
Or like, I went out for crab legs and, my stomach hurts. But you won't hear that. You'll just hear some BS excuse as to why he's not playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's go to Danny in Vermont. Danny, you're on with Covino and Rich and for Dan Patrick. What's up, bud?
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
Hey.
Good. DK Metcalf had to be taken off in a wheelchair, I think it was last year, because he wasn't going to make it.
That's right. Yep.
Oh, my God. That's right. Yeah, so, like, I think those stories humanize. They're fun. You know, they're a little gross, but when you hear these stories.
These stories about he ain't going to make it. You didn't make it.
He ain't going to make it. That's so funny.
Paul Pierce, he didn't make it.
We've all been there. There's a lot of people on the road right now. Probably,
yeah, just throw those away, right? Right? Yeah. That's a loss.
There's a great George Brett story that's too gross to tell on Fox Sports Radio, but look up.
It involves crab legs.
Look up George Brett. If you have a moment today, because it's Memorial Day and you're chilling, just go to YouTube and look up George Brett crab legs. There's a story he tells, like a gross R-rated story he tells at a training camp one year that someone got filmed. And let's just say George Brett had a horrific Las Vegas story. And George Brett is hilarious. So when you get a chance.
I recommend the remix of it, too.
The remix is fantastic. All right, well, hey, Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick. He's off today because it's Memorial Day, not because he had to, like, poop his pants.
Yeah, what's the real story?
Dan Patrick, hungover. All right, hey, Covino and Rich, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. And my plan for Verizon, can we talk about how it gives you control of your phone plan?
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, you get what you want. Only pay what you need to celebrate you. We're giving you control over Marvin's Cookout playlist this weekend. So go to danpatrick.com right now, then tune in Friday to hear your winning playlist.
Nice.
Nice. And we learned that Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all your cash back you've earned.
That's right. Everything you earned doubled. The cash back from trips, restaurants, all doubled. Seriously, though, see terms. Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Jimmy Butler's getting hyped up.
Can you really get hyped up?
Oh, Jimmy Butler is pumped right now.
Ugh.
As he said, quote, Taylor Swift could do no wrong. Hopefully it works.
Well, I hope Aaron Rodgers is listening because he loves this. It's Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. We're rocking out to Taylor Swift. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com. SA.
Well, are you better off sweeping or are you better off going 7 games and sort of being fresh even though you're tired? Nick Cope said you got a couple stats on this.
Yeah, I'm still looking for some NBA specific numbers, but people have done some research for like the NHL and baseball. In the NHL, there's been 5 instances, and this data was compiled a couple years ago, 5 instances where one team had a sweep in the previous round, the other team went to a game 7 and won it. The team that went to the game 7 won all 5 of those series the next year.
Wow.
And then in baseball, they had, since the advent of the wild card in 95, 40 series where one team had 4 or more days rest. Only 17 of those 40 teams that had the extra rest in those series, they went on to win. So at least there, a losing proposition.
Yeah, stats
to have
are,
more
stats are about this. Stats are showing rest is no bueno.
And thank you, Nick. But we also have to factor in that you said it's what, 150-0 when it comes to teams coming back?
Yeah, that's another crazy thought. Yeah.
Right? So that's just another card stacked against the Celtics. It's not that easy. If it was, it wouldn't be 150-0 to come back.
Four teams have fought back to make it even 3-3,
yeah,
but then lost in the Game 7. But as Danny G said last week, I'll say it one last time, when the Lakers were trying to come back against the Nuggets, that was like throwing rocks at Goliath. Like, you know, like they were a better, bigger team. The Celtics were the better team that just fell behind to a team that was hot. Now it's like the Celtics are trying to... It's like we made the analogy. When you fall behind to Mahomes, you realize he could definitely come back. If Mahomes is losing 17-0, you don't feel... If you're a Chiefs fan, you're not nervous. If you're losing 17-0 and your quarterback is like Ryan Tannehill, you sort of feel done.
Right. Right, you're still in it with Mahomes.
So, Rich, you're saying that the change has been made. It's they've hit their spot. They've hit their mark. It's gone. It's no chance for the Heat.
I mean, I'm just saying, whoever wins this, I think the
I'm saying the opposite. Because if it was so easy to do, someone would have done it by now. You know, so
you're
the odds of them winning, I know they're favored. The Celtics are favored by 7. We established that. But the odds of them doing it are slim.
But
it's never been done before.
I think whoever wins, Joel, I know it's not NBA-based, but the stats Nick Cope had show that a team that rests a lot like that is usually cold in the next series. So, hey, maybe the Eastern Conference has some hope that Denver and Jokic has been sitting around watching FUBAR with Arnold. And
you get a little court rust, I think they call it.
Catching up on what else were they watching, you think?
McGregor Forever, man. That's my joint right now.
That's what you're watching?
Yeah. So, again, I'm Covino. That is Rich. Want to take a few quick phone calls before we talk about Scottie Pippen. Plus, we have the Bro Down Showdown.
That's with Dana White?
It involves Dana White and Tom Brady. We'll explain. But let's say hello to Ralph in New York. What up, Ralph?
Gentlemen, I just want to take a moment on this beautiful Memorial Day to thank all the first responders and our military.
Yes.
You guys in the trenches are absolutely fantastic. God bless you all. And gentlemen, enjoy the game tonight. Great show.
Thank you, Ralph.
Appreciate that, so much.
Well said.
And I honor and salute all the fallen troops as well. It's Memorial Day. Happy to be here. And for Dan Patrick, enjoy your day off, your extended weekend. I'm rocking my camo Yankees hat in tribute. You see how I think things out, man? You think I just woke up and picked any hat? No, man. I picked the one that represents.
You know what I find interesting? I think your girlfriend told me once, like, oh, yeah, Steve lays out his clothes. You lay out your clothes the night before, huh?
Not like for the week, like a little schoolboy or something, but yeah, I do.
You know, I admire that.
No. I don't necessarily lay it out. Sometimes I do, but I haven't mentally prepared.
I'll be honest. I wish I had that. I'm the guy that's like scrambling around like, honey, I've got no clean jeans.
I'm the guy
that's scrambling around.
I'm just fascinated at Rich's Covina's girlfriend voice and Covina's
girlfriend's sort of like, yeah.
She's from Idaho and everything ends in a question.
That's just generational too, right?
She's also, yeah. Yeah, she's a little younger. So that's how the hot women talk today, Joel. That's just how it is, I guess.
You guess you have to deal with it.
Yeah, hey, it's something that you got
to
deal with.
Yeah, before you get to your Pippen deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because I Covino saw a clip, and, yo, Danny, I agree with you and Covino. At first, I was like, yo, is this AI? Because nowadays, you have to check, like, is this ChatGPT? Is this fake? Is this real? Is someone doing some AI voice distortion? Is it deep fakes? There's a Scottie Pippen clip that we're going to get to in a second, but I saw a debate this morning, and it's not Jordan LeBron, don't worry, but it's sort of one of those, like, older, tired debates.
Oh,
but
was it Reagan, Jimmy Carter?
No.
Oh, what was it?
That was the most lopsided election, by the way, in our lifetime. You know that, right? There was no debate.
I was just trying to think of anything.
No, but I was going
to
say, of the...
What debate were you watching?
Do you know that election? Not that you care.
Were you watching some old Michael Dukakis highlights?
Yeah, I was watching Ross Perot and Clinton and Bush.
Right? Nice, man.
No. By the way, that you said Jimmy Carter... Who, by the way, they're saying
I was joking. I didn't need you to
90,
drop some Carter fun facts.
He's 99 years old and he's not doing well. He's
yeah, I know.
But him and Reagan.
Focus.
No focus. 49-1. I believe was that it? No. The second Reagan election was 49-1. He beat Spot. Who did he beat in 84 when we were little schoolboys?
Mondale, right?
Yeah, Walter Mondale. He beat him 49-1 statewide. That's like the biggest ass whooping you could get. Forget sports. Has there ever been a bigger ass whooping than Reagan Mondale 84 when you were in kindergarten?
Yeah, when I beat Michael Spinks in 93rd, they had bad pubic life. I had to get back to the locker room.
Not as much as a Walter Mondale.
So,
Reagan
again, what great debate were you watching?
I hate your sarcasm, but I'll tell you anyway. It was old school versus new school people debating, is Ohtani doing something even more remarkable than Babe Ruth? And I know it's never, nothing annoys me more, so I'll punch myself in the face. Ugh. Nothing annoys me more than, if Tyson fought Ali, what would happen? You can't compare generations, but I think what you could do.
People love doing that with Jordan and LeBron.
I know, but I think.
People have made a living and career out of that.
I think, though. When it comes to Ohtani, Babe Ruth, there is something you could bring up, which is Babe Ruth didn't play against people of color. There were no black players allowed. There was no international players. Now, add to that, less teams, less competition. Every kid now growing up plays Little League, Pop Warner football, basketball. They know that professional sports is a what? A possible avenue of like success. Back then, how many people were even saying, I want to be a baseball player?
Not as many people throwing their hat in the ring.
Babe Ruth sort of put baseball on the map, so legend for a different reason. But
yeah, but it was a dead ball, right? I mean,
no, I'm not saying stats. I'm just saying
parks were deeper.
I'm just saying that what Ohtani's doing now,
mm-hmm,
on a globe, the population of the world's population, the amount of people that have an interest or ability to play, plus there's no restrictions based on like old racist stuff. Like, think about some of these guys. They played a bunch of games against other goofy white dudes. Babe Ruth, there was no Latino players. There was no black players.
Is there an international player?
So I think what Ohtani's doing could arguably be the most
arguably struggling.
I don't care about your arguably, please.
Don't you think what Ohtani's doing is the most impressive then?
Yeah, it's just different eras. And now you're getting the most competition. So, yeah, I actually do agree with you, Rich. So, if we agree, it's fact.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take away from Babe Ruth being a man amongst boys. You know, he was still the best of his era.
Yeah.
He did it after 18 hot dogs. He did it after, sleeping with his teammates' wives.
Agreed.
You know, so.
Agreed.
It's a different era, different time.
You ever watch any old footage on Babe Ruth, by the way? Danny G or Joel, it's always some old guy that's like, I don't know how he's still alive. It's some old timer's like, I played with the Babe. And it's always something degrading, like, yeah, the Babe slept with my wife, but you know that was the Babe.
And these guys, I told him, hey, Babe, why are you sleeping with my wife? He slapped me a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but that was the Babe. Yeah, what a guy.
It was always like, yeah, the Babe got drunk and kicked me in the nuts, but hey, that was him.
Yeah,
it's always some story about like,
he ruined my family, but he hit three home runs that weekend.
They never talked about him being in the gym. I know that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? When you look at his mechanics, it's so funny. It's like there's no way that would translate in today's game. But again, different time.
A legend, and you can't. That's why you can't compare generations, right?
Because did he eat like Rich?
He eats like me on a barbecue weekend
with no discipline at all.
But I will say
the Babe.
Why was the Babe so beloved, but Ty Cobb got such a bad rap?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Ty Cobb, I think, was just openly racist, right?
That's the eight healthy.
So I look at it and I say,
and dirty play. They always said he was a dirty player.
Yeah, comparing generations is always just like, it's miserably tough to do in sports, right? Because when we were kids, Lawrence Taylor was like a man amongst boys, right? He was a beast among like everyone looks small compared to Lawrence Taylor. Every team now has a guy Lawrence Taylor's size and speed. So
now he's not even that big.
Yeah, I mean, times change. Like, you look at any sport. When we were talking the other day, Danny G, about the five best Lakers in NBA, like, who would you say the five best Lakers are? And you could say, you know, like, Kareem, Magic, you could go through the list. Shaq, Kobe,
Swaggy P.
When someone says, "What about Jerry West?" I'm like,
"Big Miller."
Like Jerry West meant a lot to the Lakers, but do you think Jerry West is as good of a basketball player as any of those other guys? Like, he was like a, I don't know, just a different generation
at the time, though.
Nick Van Exel.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough debate, but Ohtani's in a different league for sure, man.
So just
he's in a different category.
Something to think about, because
amazing.
In our lifetime, we talked about the guy that just passed away recently, Jim Brown. All around great athletes. What Bo Jackson did and what Deion Sanders did, the multi-sport, when they allowed it. Russell Wilson probably could have done it. Kyler Murray had the option to do both. You're just never going to see that again. So
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
If they don't give him the money, Ohtani, the money that he wants in the first negotiation, do you say, okay, well, I'll hit, I won't pitch, or do you take away something from your game?
It's the
that's a good one, man.
It's the double. Yeah, you know what it is?
I don't think so, because that wouldn't fly in any career. I don't think that would fly at all. If you're capable, what if, like, so Fox was like, hey, Covino, we're going to give you X amount. But they don't meet my sort of expectations. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not doing any Mike Tyson impressions.
I mean, okay, so
That doesn't fly.
If I could pitch,
yeah,
and I don't feel you giving me the worth of my pitching,
then you could say, all right, how about we negotiate just for my hitting? I get what you're saying.
That's not going to happen, though. He's so special.
Someone will want
him. You have a skill set. They're paying you for your skill set, man. And I don't think you stifle your own stats and capabilities because of that.
Yeah, but you know what? It's he will get once some team will get the quote discount because you're getting two players for the price of one. And if he was just a hitter or just a pitcher, he'd probably warrant 30 something for each. Yet
you know
he'll
what,
get
though?
Probably 50 to do everything, which is still a ton of money, but sort of a deal.
I think that's a negotiation tactic or part of it that I never thought of, Joel, because I think that's probably in the future for him. Or maybe that's a stipulation in the contract, because is he going to be able, let's say someone gives him a 10-year deal, is he really going to be able to do both as he gets older? No, but he might be able to hit still or be a DH or something like that. So in the future, that will probably be part of the deal. Like, they're going to pay him for what he does.
Yeah. It's an interesting thought where Ohtani will go. But hey, just an old school debate I saw. Now, coming up, there is a Scottie Pippen video that, Danny G, I'll ask you to queue up, because we at first thought, could this be AI? Could this be some type of deep fake? Because it just seemed weird. But then again, maybe Scottie Pippen's a little weird. And we'll get to that coming up right here on CNR. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, where intelligence runs in the family, innovation runs in the fam, extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs, every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com.
Yo, Joel playing some old school MJ. We're not talking Michael Jordan. Actually, we are talking Michael Jordan.
In a second.
In a second, but the other MJ, Michael Jackson.
When we were kids, man, it was all about the Michaels. Every kid in my class, there was four Michaels, Danny G, in every East Coast classroom.
Yes.
And it was Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson. The 80s were all about Mike. Michael J. Fox. Like, everyone was Michael in the 80s.
Speaking of...
Mikey
likes
it.
This is crazy because Joel is playing Michael Jackson. If you're listening to our podcast in the future, you just missed out. We're talking Michael Jordan in a moment, and I want to remind you that tomorrow we play Mike Tyson trivia every Tuesday on our show every afternoon.
So all the mics.
Want a little sample of it? Want a little real quick sample?
Of your Tyson trivia?
Yeah.
Why not?
When I was extremely itchy due to a bad case of pubic lice, who helped me itch while I had my gloves on? Was it A, Kevin Rooney, B, the late, great Customato, or C, Don King?
Oh, got to be Customato. Yeah. Was
I'm
it
going
Customato?
Down, honestly, Don King.
No, the answer is Kevin Rooney.
You're all wrong.
So actually, every Tuesday we play Iron Mike Trivia, okay, and we give away bribery balls. So join us tomorrow, or at least subscribe to our podcast. Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream. Leave a review, and you qualify. But
I'm about to go back to the campground. Sounds like you're going to write the board for me tomorrow.
Yo, it's always a pleasure being in for Dan Patrick, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. It's like 1980-something all over again, Rich. We got the three Michaels we're talking about.
How does Tyson say, these nuts?
I don't know. They're itchy, though.
Yeah, you know, well, tomorrow we'll do the Tyson trivia. And in a little bit, Covino has one gripe. And I'm curious, we'll take the pulse of the Dan Patrick audience, the vibe of the Fox Sports Radio Nation.
No, really quick, before you move on from Tyson.
Yeah.
Brag about the grand prize we have to give away.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So tomorrow afternoon is one of your last opportunities to get in on this.
So check this out, Dan Patrick Show. Covino and Rich, big fight fans. So anytime we get an opportunity to get to Vegas and broadcast from these big events, like I'm hoping that we're at Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence in July. We were recently at Ryan Garcia, Tank Davis. And we did our show out there in Vegas and at the Wynn. And we had such a great time. But guess who was there before us? Hotboxing in the same studio. The great Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And he said, here, guys, here, take this and give it away on your show. I love you guys. Mike Tyson gave us a whole duffel bag of goodies. Actual Mike Tyson boxing gloves and the mitts, the pads, everything.
Oh, yeah.
Duffel
yeah.
bags. And we're giving them away. Grand prize.
I took the other bag he gave me home.
Oh, yeah. The other bag of...
Yeah, they're shaped in ears.
Mike bites.
the mic bites.
What we're giving away, though, is legal in all states.
Yes, yes, yes.
And cool prize, man. And a whole duffel bag of it, like you said. So shouts out to Tyson 2.0.
Yeah, perfect. More reason to check us out. Again, we'll be giving that away this week.
All right. Well, listen, before we get to this other Michael, Michael Jordan, next hour, Covino has a gripe with me. And I say again, I just want to take the pulse of the Fox Sports Radio Dan Patrick Nation when it comes to an item Covino says I was missing from my barbecue yesterday. We were grilling, having fun, and Covino goes, bro, you were missing. I was like, no one needs that at a barbecue, but he thinks you do.
So absolutely.
We'll talk a little grilling. We'll talk some NBA Game 7 tonight. But there was a clip that, you know, in today's world, I sound like an old guy. In today's world, when you see something online, I can't be the only one that always is thinking, yeah, I got to make sure this is real. Yeah,
this is going to be a big time problem come election time for older folks, for real. Because your parents and grandpappy are going to be saying, did you hear what Donald Trump said? And then you're going to say to them, oh, that was fake. That was AI.
Did you hear what Biden said? No, it's also AI. Well, DeSantis said, well, that's all. Like,
if we can't decipher this sometimes, how are these geezers going
to
do it?
Yo, dude, I have a buddy who loves to take my voice, and he's been fiddling around with this technology, and he'll send me, like, me saying completely inappropriate things. I'm like, yo, that sounds a little too good.
The side thought, Rich, is anytime something leaks, that's the new alibi. That's the new scapegoat. It's like, yo, that wasn't me. That was fake.
Remember the Shaggy song in the 2000s? It wasn't me.
No, if video ever surfaces of you or, you know, some screenshot or some voice message, that's what you say. Not, man, it was AI. Not Allen Iverson. It was artificial intelligence.
So
it was AI. It wasn't me.
So, Danny, play this clip of Scottie Pippen, because my first thought was, yo, is he hating that hard? This can't be Scottie Pippen.
LeBron will be the greatest statistical guy to ever play the game of basketball. And there's no comparison to him. None. So does that make him the greatest player to ever play the game? I'll leave that out for debating, because I don't believe that there's a great player, because our game is a team game and one player can't do it. Like, I seen Michael Jordan play before I came to play with the Bulls. You guys seen him play. He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots. And all of a sudden, we become a team and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was.
Just to play devil's advocate.
Beat Keanu, please.
What would you do?
No, for be Al Pacino.
No, I'll be Keanu. Now I'm going to be Keanu now. What would you do if your teammate spoke out on you like that? What would you do?
If you're going to play devil's advocate, I'll be Pacino.
Hoo-ah!
Listen, Michael Jordan can't be mad at this guy. However, is Scottie Pippen speaking a little bit of the truth? Because I will refuse to get into any old-school, lame, Michael Jordan, dumb debate show type of thing. However,
that's why it's a stab in the back. However, it's like, that was my teammate, and we won all this together.
Bro,
but then again, is that, like, Jordan won it by himself.
Who was my hero growing up?
Alf.
Jesus, I knew you were going to say that. Who was my favorite?
Hulk Hogan.
My favorite player growing up was Joe Montana.
Oh, Joe Montana.
Joe Montana was my hero. And I also feel like we glorify Joe Montana, like 4-0 in the Super Bowl.
That's a great word, Rich, glorify.
Joe Montana got destroyed by the Giants. Joe Montana got destroyed by the Redskins at the time. He got beat by the Vikings, where they should have clearly won, and that was like in 87. There were years where Montana stunk in a big spot, but because at the time, Joe Montana had the most Super Bowls before the Brady years, people glorified Montana as if he doesn't lose. Montana did a hell of a lot of losing, and I know we were reminded a little bit of this in The Last Dance, but we do have this fascination that, like, Michael Jordan never lost. Yo, he lost a lot until that three-peat in 90.
What did he play, 15 years? What about those nine other years?
Until the 91, 92, 93 three-peat.
Pistons, baby.
Yo, Joel, the Bad Boys, Detroit, the Celtics, we'll
get to it. We own team.
We will get to that next. Can't wait. Covino and Rich in for DP on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.